I am speaking with Chillicothe City Administrator Ike Holland. And Ike, regarding the City Council meeting that took place last evening, you had mentioned something about a livable streets program. And whenever I was sitting there in the audience watching the slideshow presentation, I got to say, I was really impressed with, you know, the ideas that you threw out there. Now, if this were to actually move forward for the city of Chillicothe, where would you see the city in about 10 to 15 years if this livable streets program were made to be available for the city?
Well, ideally that in 10 years we would have the city of Chillicothe would be livable streets. And what I mean by that is all modes of transportation would be available to take you, you know, to all parts of the town. So you could walk, you could bike, it would be ADA accessible, and of course you could drive. And so that's, and also it would be, you know, safer than it is now, so that you could travel without fear of getting, you know, in a crash or ran over as you tried to cross the street.
Absolutely. Now, what about some of the businesses that would be probably maybe, like, say, in the downtown, like Main Street area? If the livable streets program were to really take effect in that area, do you think there would be more, like, sidewalk sales, maybe some sidewalk cafes to help increase the flow of foot traffic down there?
Well, it's been proven that any areas that are accessible by pedestrians tend to get more people to use those areas. So that's the goal, is to work with Main Street and downtown Chillicothe and make it more likely to people to come downtown, because they would feel safe with their children and those with ADA issues to shop downtown.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Like I said, I just thought it was such a cool idea that you presented to the council and to the patrons who were sitting in the council meeting last night. Now, as far as, you know, the livable program streets go, do you think it would be maybe like increase some of the tourist activity? And what do you think it would do for the actual economy for the city overall?
Well, you know, that's one of the main businesses that we have here as a hub city, is to attract visitors and local residents throughout the county to come here to shop and to visit and to spend their money here. And so everything that we do to enhance the look, the feel, you know, just the environment, you know, a friendly, active environment that will encourage people to come to our downtown and shop anywhere in town will help Chillicothe overall, not only with jobs, but, you know, with the quality of life.
Exactly. Now, as what about if I recall correctly, there you had mentioned that that there's no grants available, like through the Missouri Department of Transportation or through any state government agency for this. Now, as far as, you know, possibly funding a project like this, do you think maybe the city would be able to organize, you know, some kind of fundraiser events, like special breakfasts or concerts or something, so where people come in and kind of give a little bit of money and start putting that aside for this project in the future?
Generally, you know, the city and the county government work together to fund these. It's been known in other communities where sometimes large industries that have a lot of employees, or maybe even the school district, would help pitch in. And so that would be the focus I would probably look at, is having business partners, you know, sponsor a medium or a sidewalk, a trail, something like that. Same thing with the school district, you know, to partner with the city to do these projects. So that's usually the best way to do it.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying. Now, I want to kind of switch gears a little bit here and talk about the hospital demolition. Now, I recall, you know, at the meeting last night that you had said that there were several houses that were in the area, and if those houses were bought and possibly moved, that it would save a certain percentage of demolition costs. Now, how many houses are actually there?
There are four houses, and three of them are movable. And so we plan on putting that in the paper and putting them for sale. If someone's interested, they could buy those houses and then move them off the site. It would save us tens of thousands of dollars by having those houses, you know, not part of the demolition cost.
I see what you're saying there. Now, as far as the actual hospital demolition goes, is there a long-term plan for the site where that is right now, or are you just going to just demolish it and just kind of let it just sit vacant for a few years?
No, the plan is to demolish it and then put it for sale. So we will, once it's down, we will list it for sale, and someone will be able to buy the entire site, or maybe we'll parcel it out into smaller residential parcels, or maybe, you know, half and half, something like maybe a church would like to only have half of it, and then the other half be developed into housing.
Okay, awesome. Now, you also had an auction there, was it last month, a couple months ago, to try to get rid of some of the sellable items that were in the property.
You cut out, but yes, we did have an auction, and we're still selling some items on eBay right now, some of the larger items, so that will continue for the next 4 weeks.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah, now, how much, like a rough estimate, how much have you actually taken in from these auctions so far?
We're over, you know, $55,000 so far.
Wow. And you said that that money goes back into the general fund for the city, correct?
We have those funds earmarked to purchase new equipment. So basically new vehicles or street equipment.